So I want you to really look at that picture again and just see that and feel that. And, you know, I always try to channel Eckhart Tolle talking about extreme presence. Breathe through it and look at yourself and know that you've got an enforcer in you. That when it goes into enforcer, whether it's against you or against someone else, it's always against. It's always pushing against. And B, it always feels justified. It takes incredible, extreme presence to come out of a battle when everything in you is screaming, I am justified right now. So breathe. And just let that sit. And we come back to the fact that the charismatic leader side of all of us is always for something. It's never against. It's for a cause. And so to start turning the tide of being for something instead of against that person is how you start to turn to your charismatic leader. What are you for? And recognize, just like giving up sugar, there's a negative pleasure that has to be let go of when we stop pushing against someone or a crew of people, whether they're from 40 years ago or yesterday. There is a negative pleasure as addictive as sugar that has to be let go of when we go from the righteousness of judging somebody as wrong, stupid, criminal, and turn our attention towards, what am I for? Who do I want to attract? What kind of people am I for? What is my mission around this? What did this person that I spent all these years pushing against, even the memory of, how were they there to teach me even more what I was for? And that's where some of these horrific people are our best teachers. So let's do some tapping just to kind of bring this together, some consciousness tapping. Okay, so tapping again. There's my enforcer. It came up to support me. And it sort of did. But it also created some destruction. There's my enforcer side. I hate it. I judge it. I need it. I can't control it. It arises to support me, but it often destroys. I didn't set a boundary, speak my truth, ask for what I needed. So I had to bring up my enforcer. I had to. And the energy came up. And it momentarily supported me. but it came through the shadow. The shadow enforcer. It came through righteousness and justified violence. Even if the violence was just in my imagination, I honor my enforcer. I'm seeing it. And I'm open to the consciousness that it always feels justified. Every battle, every judgment, every hateful thought I have, every vengeance, every old wound I hold, I feel justified. I'm open to observing this so I can move from the negative pleasure of justified anger, hatred, judgment, righteousness, and instead move to what I'm for, what I'm attracting and creating, what I want, so I can instead focus all my amazing energy on what I'm attracting and creating. I'm open to observing this enforcer in me, however it operates, the way I judge it, the way I hold it down, the way it blows, the way it creates violence, so that I can be more conscious. I can't get rid of it. I can only love, honor, and accept it. And I can't do it on my own. I'm so open to help with this. I'm open to remembering that when I'm against, I feel justified, and I am fully in battle. When I remember what I'm for, I am filled with the power of creation. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. So I want you to just look at the picture again. And see how it looks. See how the person looks. And I want you to bring in the beautiful, amazing blue light of the fifth chakra of the charismatic leader. And allow yourself to shift in that moment, in this picture in your mind, from the mode you were in into your inner charismatic leader. We all have a piece. Part of you that's on a mission, that is, has a determination and a single-minded focus that is only strengthened by observing injustice in the particular way that you see the injustice. It's single-mindedly strengthened in what it is for. And looking at this person makes your charismatic leader say, yes, I so know what I'm for. This person is lighting the way, highlighting for me, spotlighting for me what I am for. And I want you to look at the perpetrator in the picture. What would it be like to give up complaining about this person, remembering this wound, remembering how you were right and they were wrong, reviewing how wrong they were, and how against them you are. I personally find it very difficult. But I'm open to considering it. What would it be like to give up the barbs if someone asked you about that person, to speak about them and the situation in a way that was truthful but neutral? And be totally focused on what you are for. You can't do both well. You can't be focused on creating your life and what you are for when your energy is being drained in past or present battles.